Tanel Be'ezah Hashem be learned Daf Ches and Masech Des Yuma. The topics we will learn about include the following. A continuation of the discussion from the previous Daf, whether Tuma Hutrihi B'Tzibur or Tuma Dechuyihi B'Tzibur. Further details about when and why we separate and sprinkle the Paraduma water on the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and on the Kohen who burns the Paraduma. The reason for the name of the area where the Kohen Gadol stays during the week before Yom Kippur. Some of the key terms and concepts we will learn about include Tuma Hutrihi B'Tzibur. Tuma is completely permissible for Kaponet Tzibur. Tuma Dchuyihi B'Tzibur. Tuma is only set aside for Kaponet Tzibur. They can only be brought when Tame if there is no alternative. Haza, sprinkling the Paraduma water. Tevila B'Zman HaMitzvah. There is a machlekes whether one is required to go to the mikveh at the earliest opportunity to become tar. Le'sasin Kein L'Hashem L'Keichem is the Isser of Mechikas Hashem, erasing Hashem's name in contrast to that which we are commanded to obliterate Avodah Zarah. Shvus and Issa D'Rabbanan of Shabbos. Demai, produce purchased from an Amah Aretz is considered possibly not taif, and the person who buys from them must separate Maisa. Trumas and Maisus. These are the portions of all produce of Eretz Yisrael that are separated and given to a Kohen or Levi. First, Truma Gedolah is given to a Kohen. Then, a tenth of what's left is given to a Levi as Maisa Rishon, from which the Levi gives a tenth to a Kohen, and that's called Trumas Maisa. Then Maiser Sheni is taken from the remainder and is eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. However, in the third and sixth year of the seven-year cycle, Maiser Ani is taken instead of Maiser Sheni and given to the poor. Hamitzi Mechaveru Olav Haraya. The burden of proof is on the person seeking to extract money. The claimant must prove that the money in someone else's possession belongs to him. Otherwise, the person who is in possession of the money can keep it.